I do take serious issue with, and we're sick listening to all this, the Minister talking about providing rural transport here, there and everywhere. And we have a meeting arranged with the Transport Committee, Joint Directors Transport Committee for next week. The Minister was invited to attend, where we discussed, where we could discuss trying to provide, you know, viable rural transport right across the rural parts of this country. And the Minister said he was too busy to attend. Now, I think that's disgraceful because, quite honestly, people deserve more than what we're getting at the moment from this government, quite honestly.
If I can play a devil's advocate here for a moment, Eamon, people are going to say that maybe it's a cheap shot on behalf of yourself and Fianna Fáil, considering that Minister Ross is going to be in the constituency of Sligo and Leitrim and opening major infrastructure projects tomorrow.
He is, and he's to be welcomed to the constituency, and it's great news for the constituency, and I wouldn't take that away from anybody. And remember, the road we're talking about is the N4. We have a committee, a local committee there, campaigning for the last 25 years on it, and it's not before time either. We're well and duly entitled to that road. And it's not, look, it's not sour grapes or anything else like that. All I'm saying is that we're sick and tired of listening of this government supporting, saying they're supporting rural Ireland. And I had it all again yesterday. Gurchin Post Office, where a post office that's viable is being shut down. And I raised it with the Taoiseach in the Dáil, and he tells me, oh, sure, Fianna Fáil closed post offices. Five post offices have closed in this area in the last number of years. And, you know, they're not viable. They couldn't survive. But this one is viable, and it has the numbers of people necessary to hold a post office at 512. But what's happening here is on post is using 2016 census figures, which are 3 years old, not relevant to the present day and the Gurchin situation. And it's what's happening here with this government in relation to rural Ireland.
You feel as well that the Minister is maybe too much focused on his own constituency to worry a whole lot about infrastructure down in the northwest?
Well, look, everybody has to look after their own constituency, and we all know the situation in relation to his own and Garda stations and things like that. But anyway, that's his business, and he has to do what he has to do for his own constituency. That's why I'm doing what I have to do for my constituency. And he says that, you know, he'll ensure that the National Transport Agency will be represented at the committee meeting. But those people, all they do is implement policy. They don't devise it. And that's what we needed. People in there who will discuss and debate and try and get some form of improvements for the rural people.